It looks really... I haven't seen an all-black guy, you know, like, black armor, black...
black guy? I'll take you places where you've seen an all-black guy.
It's me, Mario!
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Here. It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum. Finish me.
Game over, man. Game over.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Power Up Podcast. My name is Matt. I'm here with Leaper, Stefan, and Tyler. What's up?
Hello, peeps.
Yo.
What's happening?
So I got a funny story. I was at the quick shop. You know, I'm just looking for something to drink, and I see this guy come in. He's kind of jittery. I don't know what's up with him, but he was kind of jittery. He goes in, he grabs a 2-liter of something. I don't remember what, and then he walks off. He comes back and he puts that back, and he grabs a different one. He walks off. And he comes back, he puts it back, grabs another one, puts that back, and finally grabs one and walks off. So he went through 4 different types of pop before he walked off. And he's up at the register, like, they're like, you want that? He's like, yeah. This is good. I like this.
He's just very indecisive, that's all.
No, it sounded like this guy was, like, tweaking out on something. Like he just sniffed paint thinner or something. He's like, ow. But it was pretty funny. Also, I'm making cornhole boards.
What's that?
Cornhole
boards. It's this game you play. It's got... You know, it's got 2 boards. It's set at an angle. There's a hole cut in the top middle, and then you get these bean bags that you make. You fill them with a pound of corn each, and then you know you make 8 bags and you throw it from one end to the other and try and make it in the hole. Uh-huh. It's a fun game, trust me.
So it's like having sex.
Yeah.
Oh well, yeah, a loser has to take it in the cornhole.
But my dad built them, put on the first coat of primer. I got to put on the second coat of primer and do all the painting. You have the sweet paint job we're going to do for it. The racing stripes. It's going to be black, red, and white.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
Can you dig it?
It's going to be awesome, dude. It's a fun game. I've played it before. It's good. It's a good tailgating game, but too bad I don't go to enough football games to tailgate.
We should play football.
Yeah, we haven't done that
forever. Mom
should
play football.
I'm sure she does.
Nice.
Maybe we should get a bunch of middle school kids to play with us just so we can feel big. Knock them down, pass over their heads.
Maybe we should get Michael so we can complain every time we try to tackle him.
Yeah, don't bring that Kool-Aid to a grown man's party. All right, well, there you go. Oh, Stefan pulled a Leaper.
My bad.
Bumped the table. All right, well, I think for today we got some news. And then we're going to do a console wars. And then we'll do technology news, reach around into some gaming news. How about that? Sound good?
How about it?
All right, break.
Do it.
All right, let's do news.
What are we doing?
Time to take a break from gaming news. It's time for the Power Up News Report.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady, and that is a scientific fact, huh?
All right, first up from Floriduh.com. Floriduh. A man celebrates his 107th birthday at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's the way you do it.
One good thing about turning 107 years old, it seems you don't have to worry about cholesterol. Last Thursday, Harold Bergman of Jacksonville celebrated his 107th birthday. And he celebrated it at the same place he had been celebrating birthdays for the past 3 years. McDonald's.
Woo!
Hey.
So not only do you celebrate like your early birthdays, like 1 through 5, you're at McDonald's going to the play place, but then, 105 through 107 at McDonald's again.
I'm sure if he could have gotten married there, he would have.
It's a circle of life.
He also got a special gift from Ronald McDonald, an I'm Loving It t-shirt and visor.
Yeah.
107-year-old man visor. Wearing a visor. He's probably wearing it upside down, too.
They have a picture of this guy.
Yeah, he's just kind of sitting
got
here.
Got a pack of Naughty Light and playing GameCube.
He definitely looks old. Give him that. You are an old man, sir.
All you, right. sir, are old.
Next up. Man gets trespassing notice for telling deli clerk he likes large breasts.
I like large breasts, too. There's nothing wrong with that. Chicken breasts, that is.
Oh, hey, you got the story right on the nose, dude. Al Stutz Jr. swears that when he told a Safeway deli clerk that he liked large breasts, he was talking about chicken breasts, not anything attached to her, which explains why he's so upset about receiving a trespassing notice from the Lakewood Police Department, banning him from the supermarket for 1 year for his remarks.
Hey, Matt, don't you have some large breasts marinating upstairs?
Yeah, I do. About, I got two downstairs and two upstairs, so I got four.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I had five.
Jeez.
That would have been weird.
How'd you get rid of that one?
In a pan? I don't know where else to take this. Abort.
Nibbled it all up.
I was going to say, you should have said you ate it. But like, oh, God. But it didn't work out that way.
No, it did not. According to Stultz 62, he visited a Safeway branch in West Colfax in early August. He was in the company of a female companion, but she wasn't with him when he headed off to the deli counter to order some chicken breasts. He describes the clerk who waited on him as a heavyset woman when he pointed at the breasts and said, "I like the large ones." He recalls her chuckling. The next week, Stultz says he returned to the store to order more chicken breasts, but when the clerk who helped him the week before saw him coming, she walked away, leaving another woman to help him, one who, in his opinion, was extremely surly.
What does that mean?
Surly?
Yeah.
Like, you know, mad, rude.
Saucy.
Yeah, there you go. Saucy.
She probably couldn't take the joke.
A lot of people can't.
Well, that's the problem. It wasn't even a joke.
He was being serious.
After completing the transaction, Stultz says he decided to complain on how rudely he had just been treated. But when people spoke with the assistant store manager, she immediately put him on the defensive. She was so mad, he maintained. She said, "The last time you were here, you giggled at this woman's large breast." And I said, "Oh, baloney." And then she opened up her flip phone and called the police. And I listened to her make up this whole story about me cussing and threatening her. Safeway sides of the story? Chris Staff, the company spokeswoman in Denver, declines to comment. "We don't discuss personal issues," she says. "And from what I gathered from our security folks, this is more of a police matter."
So basically,
in other words, I'm going to stay the fuck out of this because this is ridiculous.
Well, there you go. Stay away from Safeway, all right? You can't make any innuendos. Intentional or unintentional.
What about King Soopers?
What?
You ever been to King Soopers? It's like a Safeway.
Nope.
Pretty sure they're owned by the same company.
No, I have not.
They're in Colorado.
Well, that would explain it.
They give you free cookies. It's sweet.
Or they just have someone baking cookies outside?
No, they have like a whole cookie set up just like they do at Baker's or somewhere, and you can go and grab a free one if you're a kid.
Does someone walk by, grab one, and then come back with a mustache on and grab another one?
I don't know.
Made some glasses.
About 8 years old the last time I went there.
All right, Westboro Baptist Church protest against Jews hilariously interrupted by brick stone. The Westboro Baptist Church, best known for protesting funerals of U.S. soldiers, with signs saying "God hates fags" and "God hates America," staged another protest on August 13th, this time of the Jewish Federation. Presumably, the Federation's sin is being Jewish.
This lady just hates everybody.
Now, the Westboro Baptist Church is actually like a group, a small group.
That group hates everybody.
It's like it's mostly like just one family. Just one weird family that just goes out and protests.
Weird.
However, the WBC members got a whole lot more than they bargained for, and Brickstone showed up and started asking them lots of confusing questions about Lady Gaga, hell, Jews, double anal sex, among other topics.
Oh, God.
What?
The church members were sufficiently disturbed by Stone's interviewing style, and they decided to end their protest early.
That's tough.
Here's some sample questions. If you hate gays, why are you holding the sign that way? If a woman dressed as a man had sex with a guy with a vagina, can they still get into heaven, or are they already there?
That's what's up.
And the Huffington Post's favorite question was this exchange. If God hates fags, then why did he create chiffon? Who's chiffon? You know, the fabric. Oh, chiffon. See, this isn't a serious interview, but I will answer your question because the Bible answers it for you very simply. He made all things for himself, even the wicked for the day of the devil.
What?
Yeah, what?
I'm lost. That does not make sense.
Are they in heaven or are they already there? That's my favorite one.
Good stuff.
Very good stuff. All right, well, that'll do it for our news desk. So we are going to go right into Console Wars. Yeah.
Time to draw the battle lines and pick sides. Here is Console Wars.
No! I wanna be the guy!
Alright, Tyler. What's up?
How much? How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Fantastic.
Alright, so this Console Wars is, it's not between consoles, it's between games, alright? We have, the king of the Power Up Podcast Fighters, alright? Stefan is taking Mortal Kombat. Leaper's taking Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah.
And Tyler will try his best to take on Tekken.
I feel slightly offended.
You should.
I guess the listeners can, oh, they'll hear. So we're going to start with Stefan, because I think he's the most prepared. I don't know why. That's kind of just a hunch I got. So Stefan, please defend Mortal Kombat for us.
All right. Out of the three, Mortal Kombat came out first, 1992 in arcades. It used digitized actors, which wasn't done by any other fighting game, which is kind of nice. It's used pretty sweet projectiles like spears and freezes that you don't get in Street Fighter. And Marvel vs. Capcom and Tekken don't even have projectiles. Kind of boring. Oh, you know, Marvel vs. Capcom has them.
Yeah.
They're just not as cool. What do you think about that?
Fuck you.
It has fatalities, which is awesome. Everybody enjoys fatalities. Which, fatalities are the reason we have the ESRB rating system. Think about that for a second. This game has had impact. Characters look different in each game. They get multiple alternative attires, which you don't get in any other of the games that I'm competing against, really. Especially Street Fighter, they always look the same. They've looked the same from the start. Especially Ryu. Mortal Kombat has secrets, like hidden characters and all this cool stuff that you gotta find. You gotta jump through this loop, or this little hoop, you gotta do this, blah blah blah, then you gotta fight Reptile, etc. You don't get that in other games. It has awesome spin-off stuff and other media, like currently it is regarded as the best movie based on a game, the Mortal Kombat movie, the first one, even though it's not an amazing movie by any means, but it's the best out there.
True.
And it's got the best storyline of any fighter. I mean, can you think of the storyline in Street Fighter, Marvel vs. Capcom, Tekken?
Oh, yeah, there's a storyline in Tekken.
What is it, Tyler?
Hold on. Tyler's going last, so we're going to wait. We're going to wait for him.
Okay, well, and finally, the stages are a lot more iconic than any of the other games. I dare say you couldn't name one stage that sticks out in your game, Leaper, or your game, Tyler, or Street Fighter. Name me one stage that sticks out as iconic, whereas in Mortal Kombat, I bet even the most casual Mortal Kombat fan could name one. And that's it.
Very good, very good. That is the case for Mortal Kombat. We'll be coming back to Stefan with his rebuttal in a little bit. We're going to go to Leaper for Marvel vs. Capcom.
Marvel vs. Capcom 1 had a decent selection of characters, but when Marvel vs. Capcom 2 came out, it just massed all these characters from Marvel and Capcom. I mean, just an amazing amount of characters. So, a very large amount of people to play from, whereas in Tekken or Mortal Kombat, you are limited to your choices. All the way from Tekken 1 to 6, or God knows how many are out now. Marvel vs. Capcom also is nice because anyone can pick it up and play, whether you're 5 or you're 50. All you gotta do is press buttons. It's a button masher. We can all agree to that. It's pretty easy that you just press two buttons, you do a combo. Woohoo! With Mortal Kombat, some people may not be able to play that because it's not as intricate as Tekken is, but it's definitely a little bit more difficult to play in the Marvel vs. Capcom. And also, with its ratings, some people may not be able to purchase the game. Whereas Marvel vs. Capcom is open to all ages, I believe, or at least 10 and up. And also, with Tekken, it's crazy playing Tekken. You gotta do all these button pressing, and it's just ridiculous. That's the only reason I hate Tekken. Marvel vs. Capcom also came out at a it was available in arcade, PlayStation, and Dreamcast. And then whenever 2 came out, so it was more of a new gen type deal. And that's all I got, really.
Riveting.
Awesome.
All right, Tyler. Tekken.
All right, Tekken. Like Mortal Kombat, it does have separate story modes for each character that you play. There's a different ending. When you face the boss, it reveals the story of the character. Like Matt said, there's more skill involved in playing Tekken as opposed to Marvel vs. Capcom. You don't just sit there and butt mashing like a little retard doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
Butt mashing.
It's got better design, I believe, than Marvel vs. Capcom does. It came out later, much later than Mortal Kombat did, so it probably obviously didn't make the impact that such a classic game would have. However, I believe it's done pretty good with what it's got. It's there's a lot more skill to it. There are still special moves. There's transformations. Characters go through transformations. I don't know. All in all, I think it's a better game than Marvel vs. Capcom because first off, you got what, 6 collections as opposed to 2 selections of the game. And I think the biggest debate is really between Tekken and Mortal Kombat because, like Stefan said, it's so iconic that it's really hard to compare it to it. But personally, I find Tekken more enjoyable than I do Mortal Kombat. It's I play more Tekken than I have Mortal Kombat, so that's pretty much all I got for that.
All right. Now, I'm going to have to dock you a point for saying it's done pretty good instead of it's done pretty well.
I'm sorry.
There's a few points gone there. I'm sorry. Just,
hey, I don't speak English.
Here's a white flag for you to wave.
we need to get a camera in here just for stuff like that. That would be funny to see. All right, Stefan, your rebuttal.
Here's what I gathered. Leaper was talking about how Marvel vs. Capcom has this big array of characters that you can choose from. Let's see. In Marvel vs. Capcom 2, what do you have? Maybe like 30, 35 characters, something like that. Mortal Kombat usually has like 25, 26. And my only argument against that is, you know, quality is better than quantity, Leaper. Marvel vs. Capcom, do the characters really feel that different from each other? I mean, like, a lot different.
Do they feel different, but they are different?
Yeah, they are different. I know Iron Man is different than Wolverine, but does it really feel that different? Sure, he has a beam, because Iron Man has a beam. Congrats. But do they really move and feel and, like...
Well, just like with Mortal Kombat, Sub-Zero, Reptile, they're all they did was switch the palettes.
Okay. And, you said that they have all these characters that, you know, and then Mortal Kombat doesn't really have all those characters, and you get to choose all these characters. Well, I remember Marvel vs. Capcom 2 missing out a lot of Marvel superheroes, like Thor, for example. Why doesn't it have Thor? Why didn't it have Deadpool at the time?
They're working on it.
Why didn't it have Nightcrawler?
Because they weren't. They didn't feel that they were as important as the other.
What about
Marvel
the Punisher?
Characters.
What about the Punisher?
What about him?
I'm just saying, you make it sound like Marvel vs. Capcom has this big
just
array
like Mortal
of characters.
Mortal Kombat 3 when they left Raiden out.
Hey, this is my turn. This is my turn to rebuttal. And Tyler, I don't even know if you really pointed out anything great about Tekken. You just kind of said you liked it, it's a good game. No one's doubting that it's a good game. But is it the best game out of the three? No. Tekken, hell, you didn't even mention. Tekken has probably the most in-depth fighting, but... Great. It's not fun to play, though. You can't have all these projectiles and this cool little stuff, and you don't have this great storyline, this over-the-top storyline. It's just basic. This Japanese guy faces this Japanese evil guy. Ooh, big deal. And you also said that Marvel vs. Capcom is hard, are easy to play. Easy to play? Are you kidding me? That game is not easy to play. Trying to beat arcade mode, I could not beat it once, and that's not because I'm bad at fighting games. It's just because that shit was hard. It has an extremely crazy learning curve. If you can't even beat arcade mode once, that's pretty bad. There's a thing as, you know, are easy to play, difficult to master. You could say that for that, but the only time I beat you is when I'm button mashing, and that shouldn't be what a fighting game is all about. That's it.
Right on. All right, Leaper, your response.
Well, in Marvel vs. Capcom, yeah, they left some characters out, but Mortal Kombat did the same thing. Like in Mortal Kombat 3, Raiden wasn't in it. Raiden's one of Mortal Kombat's most popular characters. Whereas Marvel vs. Capcom also, when Mortal Kombat was released on different systems, they disclude certain things. Some of them being characters. Whenever it was the original Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo, the Super Nintendo one didn't have a blood, which wasn't necessarily Mortal Kombat's choice. That was more of a Nintendo thing. But whereas Marvel vs. Capcom, the arcade, the Dreamcast, the PlayStation, all the same. All, I would still feel easy to play, and like I said, it's easy to pick up. There's not, you don't need to know a special move, whereas Sub-Zero, you gotta press down forward to freeze. Whereas with Marvel vs. Capcom, you could press two buttons and do something. You could figure that out. Yeah, there may be secrets in Mortal Kombat, but there were some things in Marvel vs. Capcom, like you could get Golden Iron Man and different things like that, where it wasn't anything real spectacular, but it did do something for it. And with the PlayStation version, you had like artwork, things like that. And that's about it.
All right. Decent rebuttal, but there were three competitors in this. And you only rebutted against Marvel.
I don't need to rebuttal against Tekken.
All right, Tyler. I think it's safe to say you are distantly in third, but let's see if you can pull into second at least here.
Giggity.
Okay, well. Put down the damn flag. All right, first off, Stefan. You know, video game is...
All right, that's enough of you. No, I'm just kidding. Go on.
I think we're going to cry. But anyways, Stefan, a video game isn't always about what you can project. A lot of that has to do with the fighting styles. Are you still playing shit?
Okay, I'm serious. It's time. Go on.
Like I was saying...
Silence!
Let him talk, damn you.
Let him finish.
Just give me the damn flag. No, I'm just kidding.
He needs all the help he can get. Let's go.
But, shit, now I lost my spot.
No. God damn it.
Way to go, man.
I was trying to help him out.
I know, but...
It was going to be like 3 minutes of dead air.
Okay, well, I was going to say... Tekken, unlike the original...
Is that what game you're representing?
It was based off of original known fighting styles. As to, you know, the original Mortal Kombat, it's like, hey, let's punch and kick, shoot shit at people. Tekken took original styles that were out there, fighting styles, combat styles, and pretty much from the very first game, they used those. I don't really know much to say about Marvel vs. Capcom. It's character selection, like you said, left a lot of people out. I mean, you try to say that, well, these games didn't have as many characters, but the fact of the matter is they could have put so many more characters in the game. They had a much wider selection. And look at the characters they used. Half the fucking characters, I don't even know who the hell they are. Marrow? What the hell is that?
I don't know.
What about the little monkey chick with the tail who waves a freaking stick around?
Hey, speak silently but carry a big stick.
Yeah, okay. So basically what I'm saying about that is that they picked...
Oh, hold on, hold on. Name that president and I'll give you bonus points.
Name what president?
Leaper's quote.
Ford.
Nope.
All right.
But no, so what I'm saying is Marvel vs. Capcom picked a bunch of no-name characters that no one gave two shits about, as opposed to a lot of name characters that they could have chosen.
Because it's basically banks on Marvel.
Yeah.
If it was just Capcom versus Street Fighter. Well, wait, they already did that game. And it's not that popular.
People still enjoy that game.
Mortal Kombat didn't have to rely on DC to make it popular.
Neither did Tekken. Tekken actually really doesn't really have anything versus anything.
Except Street Fighter X Tekken.
That's coming
and
out.
Tekken X Street Fighter.
Well, that's not even out yet, though.
But it's going to exist.
Neither is 3, which includes Thor and Deadpool.
Which, yeah, could have been an argument for him. However, again, do they still have a lot of gay characters that no one gives two shits about? Probably.
Hey, their sexual preference is nothing we need to concern ourselves with.
Yeah.
Don't judge me. So, right. What I'm saying, and unlike Marvel vs. Capcom, again, the stories. There's a lot more story development behind each character in story mode. What? There's no story mode. There's arcade. So, not a whole. If you're looking for something with a story, not a whole lot there. Basically, it was Marvel vs. Capcom. Hey, let's go get a bunch of people, throw them together, and have them kick the shit out of each other.
People don't play fighting games for the story.
Well, some people do. Some people enjoy to have a story behind of and want to know why the hell they're kicking the shit out of people. Soul Calibur. There's another one that has a story. I mean,
Soul Calibur has the best story.
All right.
Yeah, but we're not talking about Soul Calibur.
All right. Let's cut this off now. We need to end this before it just drags on. Tyler, you got third place, so here's your consolation prize.
Yeah, dude.
That's yours. You can have that. All right. Now it comes down between Mortal Kombat and Marvel vs. Capcom. Who's gonna win? Huh? Say hi to Mr. Hankey. Stefan wins this one.
Totally didn't see it coming.
Matt, whenever I gave you that, if we did have a camera in here, you could be like, this just in. I got a very important news bulletin.
I'd like to thank Geodude.
Geodude.
Yeah. That's all I'd like to thank.
Could you thank you know us what for I played like, today? Sucking it up?
What was that?
I played Soul Silver on the computer today.
That game's my awesome.
DS emulator. Had a little Totodile follow me around.
I got stuck in a spot, and that's when I quit. But I plan to pick it back up before Black comes out.
Tell you what, I definitely learned my lesson through this whole thing, though.
Be prepared.
Be prepared.
I don't know. Sure. I don't know what else I could do for you.
You should have. You were going the right way when you started talking about fighting styles, because if Tekken has anything, it has
in-depth
fighting.
That.
It probably has the. Well, it doesn't have the most. I think Virtua Fighter is regarded as the most complex fighting that can be taken so many ways, which I don't even like Virtua Fighter because you don't know what the hell to do. It's so complex. But Tekken, on the other hand, it's fun. It's kind of arcadey. It has in-depth fighting styles. Like you said, it's based on real fighting styles, which Mortal Kombat is too nowadays. But
yeah,
back in the day, it wasn't.
I know. But the thing I like about it, too, is that it is an arcade, but at the same time, there's, it's played as in both. An arcade mode and a story mode are kind of all in one. You play like an arcade, but, yeah, there's a story behind each fight, typically.
Right on. I will say, Tyler, you were smoldering there for a bit, but no flames.
Yeah, next time.
Sound like you were going in circles sometimes.
And you should have really hampered on this. Tekken has Eddie Gordo.
Yes.
There you go. See, I would have given you the win for that one. You didn't even mention it.
But I should have.
But instead, you get this.
Please. Please. Oh, no. I was going to go with something there, but someone kept, putting fucking sound clips through my...
Hey, I was just making sure there was going to be stuff in that minute or so you were talking.
All right.
All right, well, that's going to do it for either or.
Nope, Console Wars, that's what that was.
Oh, good call, Leaper. Leaper calling me out. That was Console Wars. Getting our segments mixed up. So, that'll do it for Console Wars. There might be another one next week, or there might be an either or. Probably Console Wars, because I like that segment a little better.
Yeah.
So, if anyone dare email us on what you think about it, please, I'd like to hear your remarks, but I know you're not going to do it.
They just email you? Like a sound clip of a car crash.
Probably a bunch of emails like, who the hell is that fucking Tyler kid? Shut him the fuck up.
Just like a car driving into Geodude. Geodude's not even phased. All right, but now we're going to move on to technology news.
Listen up, techies. We're going to trick your setup. It's time for tech news.
Developers. All right. First off, I teased this last week. We're going to go 24 through number 1.
Woo!
On the 50, well, the 49, because I don't have a 37. 50 greatest technological inventions of the past 25 years. All right, number 24 is the flip phone. Made popular by Motorola.
Yay.
Razor.
That wasn't the Razer.
Razer is not a flip phone.
23 digital HD TV. Razer's a flip phone.
Yeah. I know. I was just see his
All right, 23's digital HD TV.
Yeah.
22's instant messaging.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Chat rooms, yeah. Baby.
Yeah.
21 consumer digital cameras. Oh, oops, I accidentally clicked on 12. When I look stupid. Going from 21 to 12. 20, JPEG format for photos and pictures and other stuff like that.
Hmm.
19, microblogging. Made popular by Twitter.
Check it out, I'm about to eat the star from Super Mario Bros. I'm going to be all like, do 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 do
do eat it. Oh, crap, that's not it.
At least I can run super fast.
18, caller ID. Made popular by Bell South.
Have you ever seen those old commercials for caller ID? It's really funny.
No. I used to think caller ID was a video game when I was like 5. I would like play with it and stuff.
Did anyone catch Tyler say mutt buttons?
No, I didn't.
He was trying to say like mash buttons or something like that, and he goes mutt buttons or something like that.
I heard you laugh after like mash buttons, but I thought he said mash buttons.
I don't know.
That's my dyslexia.
We'll have to look at it after it's done.
All right, number 17 is mobile broadband. Number 16 is blogs. Leaper, I am going to chain you down. Every time you come to the podcast, I'm going to chain you down. I'm going to beat you for like an hour. I'm just going to punch you in the face for like an hour before we do this podcast.
You know, I'm eating these Super Mario Bros. Gummies, and Yoshi is not green. He is blue because they have a Luigi head. And he is green.
Ooh.
Why?
Well, there's a blue Yoshi.
Oh, I know. Yoshi comes with flavors. So that's okay.
There's no blue Luigi.
It's true.
There's a purple one. His name's Waluigi.
Ah.
All right, 15, MP3 player. Came out in 96.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it?
It's probably like $500, 14, dude.
Electronic word processing. Made popular by Microsoft Word.
Word.
13, DVR. 12, DNA profiling. Oh god, their list is gone. I can't click to the next number. Okay, oh, it came back. 11, social networking service. 10, genetic sequencing.
Geodude.
9, email. Check to email. 8, the search engine. 7, the smartphone.
As opposed to the dumb phone. I hit it with the rock.
Ring.
Call
ring,
mom.
Ring.
Calling 911. 6, text messaging.
Never heard of it.
5, Wi-Fi. 4, MP3.
Again?
MP3 player, MP3, two different things.
Oh.
Thank you. 3, broadband internet.
Numero uno.
The MP3 is more important than MP3 player. It's like, we got this MP3. If only we had something to play on. We'll wait a few years.
2, personal computers.
Yeah.
All right, what do you think 1 is?
The hell's this list for? No, what's the title of it?
Again? 50 greatest technological inventions of the past 25 years.
The computer. 25 years?
We just had the computer.
25 years.
The interwebs.
Yeah, internet.
No, is it internet or the web?
The web. World Wide Web.
Internet.
Bam, got it, exactly. World Wide Web. We already had internet.
What's up?
But the World Wide Web lets you do shit on the internet.
No. Al Gore invented the internet.
Yeah. Now, what do you think 37 would have been if it was on this list?
Porn.
Porn?
Internet
Is
porn.
That 25 years? Internet porn. Hey, there you go. That's 25 years. How you gonna act, Stefan?
I wanna go see that movie that's like about the people who like invented internet porn.
Oh, yeah.
Down in the Valley or whatever the hell it's called.
I don't know what it's called, but I wanna see it.
All right, next up, Dig responds to user outrage.
Outrage.
Because Dig has changed up their website, you know, that different layout, and as we know from Facebook, whenever something gets a different layout, everyone's like, no! No!
I remember that, like,
yeah.
Facebook barely changed. It just kind of, like, changed the layout just a
Stop
tad.
Changing my world!
People freaked.
And, like, I got on Dig, I was like, whoa, this is different.
Imagine if that happened in World of Warcraft. If they just like tweaked the one minor thing.
Every, like, yeah. They just made a world backwards.
Yeah.
What?
Pull a Symphony of the Night on their ass and make you play make the it game upside down. Yeah.
That's only if you get the glasses, though.
Apparently, there's a bunch of user outrage because Dig is different. The only thing I don't like at first is it doesn't tell you when something was posted. Yeah.
So they don't dig it.
They don't dig it.
Do you like our changes? They have a little dig thing.
I like it. I think it's a lot smoother and simpler. But
streamlined.
Yeah, it's definitely streamlined. But yeah, it doesn't give you the when it's posted. It'll have like the most popular within the past 24 hours, 7 days, 30 days. But it doesn't give you like it was made popular 2 days ago or 1 day ago or something.
Huh.
Which is something I liked because I don't know if it was just because I don't know how to use it well enough yet, but I had a hard time finding some stories.
I like stories.
Nice. Thank you for letting us know.
Yep. I just
it was very informative.
Quiet.
Thank you, Leaper.
Do you have your girlfriend read you stories before bedtime?
No.
Leaper, it's time for bed. Brush your teeth and get in bed.
This is the story about the boyfriend that tried to get away.
Lights out.
Leaper, turn off the Xbox. It's time for bed.
Facebook faces class action lawsuit over like buttons.
I like buttons.
God damn.
Yeah.
A class action lawsuit has been filed against Facebook in a Los Angeles County Superior Court alleging that the company commercially misappropriated names in the likeness of minors without parental consent.
What?
Apparently, you need parental consent before someone can like or a minor can like something. So if you like a minor's photo, you got to get permission from their parents.
Really?
Likewise, if a minor likes your photo. Oh. As we know on Leaper's page, he likes a lot of minor photos.
You mean photos of minors?
Yeah.
Not minor photos.
Yeah, both work.
Minor photos would just be really small photos.
Or be photos of minors.
Now, by minors, do we mean people who go and work in a coal mill all day?
That was my joke, thank you. That's the one I just made.
Right over
his head.
Oh, we do need a camera.
I know. All right.
This would be such a better video podcast.
Yeah, and we should get a set, too. Although, I'd be afraid that if, like, you guys weren't ready for, like, a thing like Console Wars on a video podcast, you'd be staring into the camera going,
Yeah, but how often would that happen?
How often would what happen?
Water.
You're not being ready for something.
I need water.
Tyler just throws up. Like, Jesus, Tyler, it's okay.
Rage quits, pulls the knife out of his pocket, and just slits his throat. Like, here, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's the number one fear is public speaking.
That's true.
Number
that
two fear is death.
I have that class, too.
So then, that's like at a funeral, the people giving the eulogy would rather be in the casket.
Wow.
Got that from Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
It's a good observation.
I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm the other day. The
that show's awesome.
Larry David tries to sell cars.
Oh, my God.
It's good stuff.
All right. You guys ready for the reach around?
Reach around.
I know you're ready, Tyler.
Eh.
Eh.
I'm just kidding.
He's not a big Halo fan.
Get that.
Oh, go fuck yourself.
Why don't you go play some Tekken?
Maybe I will.
And then we'll ask you about it. You'll say, well,
I really like it.
We should have one game versus another game that's like completely different. Like Halo versus Mario Kart. That would be tough.
Halo versus Mario Kart versus Civilization.
Oh my God.
That's a good three-way console wars right there. Make us want to play one and only one.
Yeah, my argument would be, well, Mario Kart, you got cars. And you drive around.
You have vehicles in Halo. And you have vehicles in Civilization. You just can't drive around yourself.
You
get to see other people.
Yep.
And beep, beep, beep. Yeah, they do that. That was
jeep,
a
jeep, 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 jeep.
That was a car horn, if you guys didn't get my perfect interpretation.
Or you could say, if you didn't get his drift, we're talking about cars. It applies.
Let's go to the Halo Reach route.
Prepare yourself.
This is Halo Reach Around 2010.
Get some.
All right, Halo Reach Around. Now, were we going to talk about maps this week?
I actually just kind of thought
about maps. What?
No, I just kind of thought of a few things that we talk about because we got like 2 weeks left, so I'm just trying to.
2 weeks.
Like one of these weeks, we talked a shit ton about a lot of stuff.
I know, like the week before, we always like we're like, oh, next week we could talk about this, and then when that week comes,
we just change it.
We're out. Talk about something else at first, and then we'll remember what we were supposed to be talking about.
Call an audible.
Yeah.
Red 92. Red 92. Blue. Blue 42. No, I meant blue 42.
And then we get pulled into what we were really supposed to talk about, and then we just kind of just talk about Halo Reach.
Anyways, to kind of start us off, I thought we'd talk about the credit system and the new ranking system. Like, you know how in like Halo Past or Halo 2 and Halo 3, you had 1 through 50, you know?
Yeah.
That's the top 50. So everybody tries to, and Halo 2 is like impossible to get to 50. It seemed like 28 was freaking like ridiculous.
Dude, remember at first they had like a one way of figuring out your rankings, and then they changed it and created a new way.
Yeah.
And the first way it was like impossible to get to like 16. Yeah. My goal was 16, and like I barely made it to 16 before they did the reset. And then after that, I was trying to make it to, like, 27, 28.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in Halo 3, my highest is, like, a 44 or 43.
Yeah. But anyways, they're dropping the 1 through 50, thank God.
Yeah, so people can't get a 50 and then turn around and sell it.
Yeah, there's way too much, like, emphasis on that number by your name.
50.
Like, in social, they changed it so it was, like, true skill and all that stuff, so your number doesn't even show up. But in Reach, you have a credit system and arena rankings, which is, like, a season. So, first we'll
talk... I really like that. Like, I haven't really gotten into that until, like, this moment. Like, yeah. I'm just now thinking about how good of an idea that is to do seasons.
It is. The arena and seasons play out like this. Like, each month, they're going to reset it. So you got to kind of re-earn what you do and you replace. So it's like a new season each month. And they have four divisions. So instead of numbers anymore, they have divisions. It's steel, silver, gold, and onyx.
And Roger Clemens.
So you're broken down into that. Onyx, obviously, is the highest. And basically, that takes place of the number system. And each time you play like three games... If you play three games in that month period, then you're ranked. But you can play more to try and, you know, do better or whatever, or increase your rank of the division you're in. But all you need to do is three games, and then all of a sudden you'll be placed into gold, whatever, you know, whatever you earn. And the ranking system's based off of kills, deaths, assists, and, like, betrayals or something like that. Oh, so God. It's a lot better. Like, I don't know the actual, like, formula they use. Like, you know, kills plus... assist divided by deaths or whatever, you know. I don't know what exact formula that is, but it sounds a lot better because now no longer are you ranked basically off wins and losses. That's all you were ranked off before. You know, you pull in like second, first, second, third, and then you have two crappy games of six and six. You're going to go down, which is stupid in my opinion because they should balance each other out and you should just stay there, but sometimes it doesn't work out the way you want it to, and it seems like it's really hard to go up. But in this, if you yourself perform really well, like have a lot of kills, have a lot of assists, which is really nice because assists before didn't give you shit. So if you have a lot of kills, have a lot of assists, and little deaths, and no betrayals, then you're gonna do great.
You're gonna fly,
yeah,
fly right up the top of that ladder.
So I really like that, and like I said, it's redone each month, so you got to kind of re-earn and replay, so you have a chance to do better. The thing with like Halo 3, once you get to a certain point, like a 40 something, it's hard as hell to go up. People are so damn good, and people are just like it's just intense. It's crazy. You feel like you're just stuck, like in traffic or something. You just,
I played 12 games of Lone Wolves and didn't move.
Yeah.
Jeez.
You feel like you can't do anything at that point, and that I don't feel that's how it should be. You shouldn't have to go on like a massive winning streak just to get up to 50 or whatever. But that's what you have to do before. But now all you have to do is have a bunch of good games where your KD spread is really decent, and that's all you got to do. And that's all you should have to do, I think. Because that kind of determines the player. Not whether he wins or loses, but he himself performs well in the match. I'm not saying get a couple kills and then, you know, go hide in a corner. That's not how it works. Obviously, you're going to want more kills because that ups your status. So, but anyways, I'm excited about that, but what I'm more excited about is the credit system. There is tons of stuff to unlock in the armory. I saw a leaked video of all the armor in the game.
You already watching the leaked videos?
Only that one. I don't watch the campaign ones, but I figure the multiplayer I like to know everything about anyways. So I looked at the armory video on YouTube, and oh my god, there is so much awesome stuff to unlock, and certain things cost a ton of credits, like the lightning effect around your head, the inclement weather, that costs 2 million credits.
Holy shit.
And what do you have to do to get credits?
Anything.
Anything.
That's the beauty of it.
It really.
Yeah.
You can play campaign.
Strap on your knee pads, Leaper.
You can play campaign. You're going to get credits for that. You're going to get credits for being in Forge, as long as you're forging. They apparently know the difference if you're just standing there, you know, put a rubber band on your controller so your guy's moving and actually forging. How they know, I don't know.
Watching you, man.
So, campaign, forge, firefight, and matchmaking, whether social or the arena, you're always going to get credit for what you do.
Bala.
And you can do challenges to get extra credit, like daily challenges and weekly challenges. And what you do with these credits, you buy helmets, chest plates, shoulder pads, arm guards, knee pads.
What's up?
Armor effects, like the lightning I was talking about. They have like this gassy, whatever the hell the grunts have thing. They have the grunt birthday party, so when you get killed, it has the hooray and the confetti.
That's awesome. That's something I want.
And they have like little hearts that like float up when you die or whatever. And they have firefight voice, which they have like, they have the people in the game. They have a couple from the ODST game. And they have Master Chief and Cortana and Sergeant Johnson. So when you're playing Firefight, that's, you know, the voice everybody hears is, you know, ah, crap, I need help or whatever. So that's kind of neat that they have that. And those are pretty expensive, too. Like, the Master Chief one's extremely expensive. So, and they have visor color, which I don't know all the visor colors. I know the confirmed ones are...
Do they have blue?
Don't spoil it for me. No, I'm just kidding.
The ones I know, and I don't know if these are final or if they're going to add more, but the ones that I know are that are for sure in the final game are default, which is kind of like a goldish silver like it was in the beta.
Yeah.
It was kind of like in between silver, gold, blue, and black. That's pretty awesome. Yeah, it's really sweet.
I'm sure no one will choose black.
Actually, it doesn't look that bad. Like, when you think black, you're like, ah, shit.
I was being sarcastic.
I know. Well, you're probably right in a lot of ways. A lot of people choose black as their color because black looks sweet. Like, you look like a lot of guys.
Well, I like blue and black.
Yeah, and it's slimming.
Yeah, yeah. Very. But anyways, yeah, so they have those. But yeah, it doesn't look bad. It looks really... I haven't seen an all-black guy, you know, like... Black
you
armor,
seen
black.
An black guy? I'll take you places where you've seen an old black guy.
But yeah, I haven't seen like.
We'll see nothing but his teeth.
I haven't seen primary and secondary colors as black, and then then the visor black. So I don't know if that looks like extremely cheap. I know you have the little light still, so you can't like hide and get away with it. But like white with black or red with black looks really cool.
Right so. On. I got something. The new live action trailer that came out.
Yeah.
There was some confusion, like we were talking about this with Austin about like why Kat's arm wasn't robotic.
Yeah.
Well, that's... in the live action trailer, that's where she sacrificed her arm.
Yeah.
Also, I read this thing on a forum. Apparently on the device, someone zoomed in to where it said device armed, and it said it was a 62 or 72, I can't remember the exact number, terajoule charge, which is apparently the exact same size of the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima. And someone was like, very classy Bungie, but I don't know, my head almost exploded because his avatar was a Modern Warfare 2 avatar, and I'm thinking, didn't they shoot up an airport?
People just complain about everything.
I'm like, this is Bungie making a slight reference to the bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima. And the guy supports the game where they actively shot up an airport.
Not only that, in the trailer, they're dropping the bomb on the Covenant.
Exactly.
Who gives a shit? It's not
and
like...
It's not like I'm like, oh, well, he supports that game that shoots up the airport. I shot up the airport. It was fun. It's a video game.
and it's a bomb, okay? So what if it was, like, some model that was used, you know, in the bombing of whatever the hell the...
Hiroshima.
Yeah, that's how you pronounce it. I say Hiroshima or something like that.
Yes, Hiroshima works, too.
Anyways, so what if it's the same damn bomb? The freaking plane was flew into the Trade Center. That doesn't mean we should all of a sudden be, like, say, oh, he used the same kind of plane to go into this. Who gives a shit? It's just a model type. It has nothing to do with it. It's an A-bomb. It's because it's powerful. Of course we're going to throw that shit in there. And sure, they could have used some other random, you know, since it is the future, they could have used some other one, but who gives a shit?
Yeah,
you're just complaining to complain. You're making something offensive that's not offensive, but you're making it offensive because you in your mind you think it is.
Well, and I'm sure that guy's probably played games that are a little less than classy. Like, if he's ever picked up a GTA game, he's probably done things in that game that he wouldn't find classy in real life, but yet he finds one thing about, you know, Bungie, and he's like, oh, this is...
Like having
is,
sex with a prostitute.
This is an outrage.
Killing her,
yeah,
taking her,
course.
You're taking your money
course,
back.
Every day.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's dumb.
Extremely dumb.
Yeah, and what I was saying about the credits is the reason why I really like that is because in a lot of games, you kind of do everything, and then you're like, what the hell do I do now? Like, and I know Halo is like one of those games that you're going to be playing online matchmaking for years to come anyways.
Forever.
Yeah, so you don't really have things to work for, but the fact that they have all these challenges, daily challenges, weekly challenges, and all these things to buy in the armory, that's amazing to me. Because I just love having things to, you know, work for and strive for.
Yeah.
It keeps me, you know, motivated to do this or do that. Like, when I was... Me, you, and Austin were getting... You were getting those achievements, and Austin was trying to get his achievement or whatever. It's like, I wanted to be doing that. I like earning things. I like getting things.
I still need to play the Halo 1 campaign.
I've actually started playing.
Have you?
It's a lot of fun.
I've made it through about 2 missions.
It's not like... The graphics and stuff aren't as bad as you would think for 10 years ago.
No.
They're decent.
Yeah, and we had a ton of fun. Just Stefan and I were playing multiplayer.
Yeah.
Just me versus him. Just shooting each other with the Halo 1 pistol. Cross map.
Yeah, it feels like it's a lot of fun because, like I've said before, Reach seems to be most inspired by Halo 1 out of any of the Halo games. It's got, like, a lot of Halo 1... A good amount of Halo 2, like, inspiration, and then, like, pinches of Halo 3 and ODST, which I really like. And some guy was complaining about how, like, since the beta, they've seemingly made Halo Reach closer to Halo 3, and I kind of agree with him. I really don't want it to... Not that Halo 3 is a bad game. I like Halo 3, but Reach, the way it felt in the beta was awesome. Like,
I think if I had to choose between the 3 games that it played like... Halo 3 would be last on my list.
Yeah,
I would rather play
the,
like 2 or 1
yeah.
rather than Halo 3.
Like, yeah, I completely agree. Halo 3 was fun, but I gotta say that 1 and 2 just feel better, in my opinion, after playing them.
Giggity.
Yes. Giggity.
Yes.
But yeah, so, because he was talking about how they've ramped up the DMR a little bit, they've Nerf the pistol a little bit.
The DMR needed a little bit of ramping up. I don't know how much they did, but I know it wouldn't compete with the needle rifle.
They put like 3 more shots in the clip, so you can you could kill 3 people in 1 magazine,
with headshots.
Yeah, if you do it right.
Yeah, I don't see it.
And that's not terrible, but you know, I just don't want the DMR to be the BR, honestly. But
yeah, the BR
I didn't
blows.
Mind it in the beta.
And if you like the BR, you blow. But if you listen to this podcast, you don't blow, so I guess that evens out.
And in the bigger changes, they lowered the reticule bloom a little bit. which to me sucks because
that was a good thing to have.
Yeah, the bloom is what stops it from being a BR.
And then I saw a lot of people were like, you know, well, you gotta be good to shoot it, and they have this bloom to keep the good players down. I'm like, no. There's good players, and then there's freaks. All right, you are way too good.
Yeah,
just be pop, 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 pop.
I have this
crazy with the battle rifle. I've like some of it's just like not okay. It's like Libro Civilization. It's just not okay at that level.
And I've had this argument like online with people. It's that like on Bungie's forums where people are saying, "Oh, BR is the only like skilled weapon. It should be overpowered. It should be more powerful than the other weapons." And it's like, why? Why do you like playing with only one weapon each game? I don't care what weapon it is. I don't care if it's rocket, shotgun, or sniper. I'm not going to take that every single game and go sit in a corner or go sit up on a perch and do that every single game. That's not what Halo's about. Halo,
that's what Modern Warfare is for.
Halo is about a sandbox-style gameplay in a first-person shooter. Halo's always been about, oh, you can assassinate this guy behind, or you can grab the sword and start lunging around, or you can get in a vehicle and go mow people down, or get in a ghost and splatter people, or get in a banshee and fly around and bomb people, or you can snipe people if you want, you can get the BR if you want, you can throw this shit around, and with Reach you can have jetpacks and armor locks and all kinds of cool, crazy moments.
And you can teabag him if you want.
Yeah, you can do all these cool things and get these cool clips, but how fun is it going to be to get the same weapon every single game, since the back end of Halo 2 is how long the BR has been, like, that popularity where everybody wants it. It was the last, like, year or two with Halo 2. Since then, and it ran through Halo 3, because Halo 3, for some reason, even though they made this huge deal about having the assault rifle replace the BR because Bungie wanted it that way, because they realized they had a problem with the BR, they needed a starting weapon better than the SMG, but not as like powerful as the BR, yet they just bent over backwards for people that whined and complained about the BR. And how long after Halo 3 came out did they start putting BR starts, like 90% of the times when you go into matchmaking?
It was very quick.
Yeah, it was like 2 months most. And it's like, why, Bungie? Who the hell's making this game? Is it the fucking people that love the BR or you? If you know what you're the game designers. You know what you're doing. If you have the assault rifle, stick to your guns. Have the fucking assault rifle.
Stick to the assault rifle.
Yeah. And that's just the one thing I don't want for Reach. And the DMR doesn't bother me as much. It's just something about the way Halo Reach was played. You have armor abilities, which change it up too, because if you're stranded, you can only sprint to get to cover faster, or you can armor lock, or you can do this or that to kind of cut down the DMR or whatever. And you have other weapons like the pistol. The pistol in the beta seemed just as decent as the DMR, not as far, but like up. Like if you were mid-range, you probably had just as much of a chance with the pistol as you did with the DMR if you both were about equal headshotting skills. So it didn't bother me, but now they're making these changes, and I'm just worried that people are going to bitch and complain even more when the game comes out, and they're going to ramp it up some more, and it's like...
changes.
It's stupid.
Well, they're making quite a few changes, I think.
Well, yeah, they've made...
The Covenants aren't as powerful as they were in the...
I listened to the podcast. Some other changes they've made that... I agree with some of them. Like, they've ramped up the assault rifle a little bit. Like, in the beta, they said it took, like, anywhere from 25 to 28 shots to kill a person.
Yeah.
And in the game, in the final game, it's going to take 18 to 20, which I think is necessary because the assault rifle was really shitty in the beta. Like, I remember, like, loading a whole clip into a guy and he's still not dead. It's like, you shouldn't have to rely on that melee with the assault rifle. The assault rifle should be able to kill a guy on its own. Not, like, super fast.
Assault rifle's kind of always been like that, though. Usually,
well, Halo 1 assault rifle is pretty damn good.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Halo 3 is what I meant.
Halo 3, it was a melee. It was like a shoot and melee.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't have to have it that way, but that's the way they make it, and they wonder why people bitch and complain. But I don't have any problem with the assault rifle, but like I said, the beta one was a little weak.
I think the thing is, you can't expect to please everyone. Because there's always going to be someone who doesn't think it's good enough, or things that they made the changes to keep it down because they're so good. People bitch because they can.
Yeah, and the only thing I ask, and it's like I don't want it wrapped around all the exact things that I want, but I just want shit balanced so that way you don't have one weapon that you're like, okay, we gotta get this, otherwise we're gonna lose. And with the BR, it's kind of like that. If they get a bunch of BRs, you're pretty much, I mean, you're not screwed. You can still beat them with other weapons if you get them, like, if you get them close quarters with a shotgun and they're walking around a corner and you're right there, you're going to beat them, obviously. But with any other, like, weapon, it's kind of hard to kill a BR guy other than, like, that close quarter example.
I'll tell you what, BR is one of my least favorite guns. I mean, that's all I can say.
It's just boring. I mean, people think, yes, it takes skill to do headshots. I understand that. But skill does not always equal fun, you know?
Exactly. Well,
you know, some people don't care about fun,
they care about winning.
I know, and that's my point, is Halo is not, this is not what Halo is about originally. Halo 1 and Halo 2 were about that sandbox gameplay where...
Go ahead.
Where you, like... You, when the game starts, you're like, all right, here's all my options. Now it's, all right, here's the BR if I want to win.
Yeah,
that's basically exactly what it is.
And I noticed that other people, like fans of other games, like the Battlefield series or Modern Warfare, look at Halo and they say stuff like, oh, well, you know, you're not a competitive game. Your game's for kids. Your game's just for fun. And sometimes I'm like, it is just for fun. You know, it can be competitive for Halo, but people want to make it something like a Modern Warfare. They want to make it Counter-Strike or something like that, where it's just competitive. I would much rather play a game where I have all these options for me instead of playing like a competitive version where I just pick up the BR and I never touch another weapon. With the assault rifle, you get the assault rifle. If someone crosses you, you can take them down with the assault rifle if need be. But you got to go get yourself, like, you know, even a needler. You can go get a needler and start shooting at people from a mid-range distance. You can go get a shotgun, sniper. You can go get the BR. That's what the BR is for. It's an upgrade. You shouldn't be given the upgrade right away.
Yep.
What, you know, so funny, too, is about, you know, like, right when Halo 3 comes out, you know, you play with people online. People don't talk as much shit. Everyone seems much cooler until, you know, they finally realize, oh, I can beat people, and then that's when the shit talking starts. Like, I swear, like, when a game first comes out, you play online, people seem much more cooler to play with than it has been out for a year or so. People just become more way too competitive with it and become assholes about it.
You know what? You just brought me to a really great point that I was thinking of last weekend with the Fiesta games. Now, that's too random to be, like, fun all the time. But for the weekend, it was fun.
Yep.
Well, you know what I realized? I don't think I got teabagged once playing Fiesta. And you know what I'm thinking is because people are having fun.
That and probably the more competitive players probably didn't play Fiesta.
Exactly.
Because, oh, we don't like rockets. That's a noob weapon. Or we don't like sniper. Or, well, no, competitive people like sniper.
They were goofy game types with crazy weapon starts and random weapons that were just... It was just fun to play. It was a good retreat from the whole, you know, two-flag BR that's always in, you know, the regular matchmaking.
And why was that fun? Because it was random. You know, you could have anything. You start with anything, and that's fun because you could run into anything. The variety and the uniqueness of each match that you play is what makes it fun, not... Like, how interesting would these file shares and file clips be if it was all, oh, yeah, I out BR'd this guy, or, oh, I look at this headshot with the BR.
Yeah, like,
check this out. It's like, why? That wouldn't be fun. Everything would be the fucking same.
Yeah, like, if it was just people spawning in the same spot getting shot with the BR, that'd be stupid.
I think a great message to people out there is, I know it's not easy, but let's just try to have fun with the game. I know, I mean, especially with, I mean, Halo Reach... It's going to be competitive, but in all, don't get so pissed off.
Well, competition has its place in the game, but it shouldn't be the game.
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly.
If you want to have an MLG playlist with BRs, by all means, I don't have any problem with that at all. I just won't play MLG. I have no problem with them having their fun and me having my fun, but don't go sit there and change all the settings in social and ranked and all this to BR starts for 90% of the time. That's just not fun for me.
Exactly.
It's just not that great. I hate getting hit from every single map that we play on. I hate getting hit as soon as I step out of cover, and it's like, shit. It's like everybody has sniper rifles on automatic.
Yeah.
Not quite as bad, but shit.
And we've played our fair share of competitive game types. Like, we have clan matches and stuff like that.
Yeah, I enjoy competition from time to time.
You know, and I just think, you know, people, when you say you don't like the BR, people are like, are you not good enough? Are you casual? Like, no, I just like to have fun, you know? Every now and then, if I play a BR start, you know, every now and then, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But if I'm playing BR start after BR start after BR start, and I haven't dropped the BR for like 2.5 hours, it gets boring. I just don't like being bored.
Yeah, like, I think what I'm trying to say is, you know, it doesn't hurt to be, you know, it's good to be competitive, but there's no need to be competitive 24/7 the entire time.
Exactly.
Sometimes when you get too competitive, you get too stressed, you just don't want to play the fucking game anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's good, you know, be competitive for a while, then, you know, just play a game or a few just to calm the fuck down. I think you play a lot better when you're not so stressed out about it. I mean, your gameplay is going to be better, too.
It's because people, like I said, a lot of people are trying to play Halo like it's the more competitive thing, and they want it to be, they only have fun if they win, they only have fun if, you know, they got all these BR kills, etc., etc. It's like, this isn't what Halo was about to begin with,
well,
so
Halo
why should it be
really now? Wasn't that competitive, if I recall.
Well, it's just supposed to be, regardless, it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
Bungie makes a game with a lot of fun weapons and fun vehicles to use and all kinds of moments that you can come across. That's why they have file shares, because, and be able to take videos, because there's going to be a lot of funny and cool and awesome things that you do. It's like, why should it be relegated to just having BRs and stuff like that? But
I think that's the beauty of Forge, too, is that's what really Forge is for, is just really that kind of screw around type of gameplay. Where, you know, anything you want to do, you can do.
Yeah.
All right, so before we burn through all our material.
Yeah, I'm going to say one last thing.
Okay.
Is, like I said, if they want to have a DMR start playlist, make it an arena and make it part of the Slayer thing and have it be one of the options on the, you know, you have three voting options. Make it one option. That's another great part about Reach, is you have three options right there, so that way people have to vote for what they want. No longer are you going to get, like, you veto whatever and you're going to get BR starts the next one because that's just the default, or vice versa. So if they want to have their playlist, have their playlist. Like I said, I want everybody to be happy, but don't, the BR people shouldn't, or the DMR or whatever you want to call it, should not overweigh everybody else. That's not how it should roll.
Right. All right. I was about to play the Hurry Up music in like six different occasions, but everyone was on a roll, so I didn't want to cut them short.
Call me Butter, baby, because I'm on a roll.
So, do we want to set something for next week? You know, like what we're going to talk about? Or
no, we'll find something.
Yeah, okay. Because I don't want to just set something and then not remember it until halfway through the segment again.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to come up with things because we've talked about so much, but then there's always something we'll, you know, say and start talking about, and then we'll just go on a million things that we like about
it. I'm sure we'll find something next week, and then the week after that, we'll probably just
next
go,
week,
like, jizz on our microphones or something.
Yeah.
Nah, that's only a day away.
Because we're going to be playing it very soon. So, anyway, that'll do it for the Halo Reach Around. We're going to finish this out with a trimmed down gaming news segment.
Time for the heart and soul of this podcast. Here is gaming news.
And boom goes the dynamite.
All right, I trimmed down gaming news a little bit, which is kind of a good thing because some of the stories weren't that great. Because we went really long. We went longer than I thought we would with Halo Reach Around and Console Wars. But I
that's
do got
a good thing, right?
I do got, yeah, no, it was very good. But I got two really good stories. So, Sony considers charging for used games that play online. So EA first announced it would begin to charge $10 for gamers that bought their titles and attempted to play it online. Apparently now Sony is going to do that just if you play a used game on the PS3.
Any game?
Any used game if you try and play it online.
Oh, okay.
Basically, they're just trying to encourage people to buy new games so they make more money.
Oh.
Because when you buy a used game from GameStop, GameStop's the only ones profiting from that at that point.
Gotcha.
Like when you initially buy it, you know, part of the profits.
Yeah.
Well, GameStop's already bought all those games from the company, so they've already did their share. From there, it's just GameStop, but when you buy a used copy from GameStop, it doesn't help GameStop anymore. I mean, the other companies
the
anymore.
Publisher.
Yes.
Yeah, and I, you know, I don't really know why they think it, like, they're entitled to it. Like, I didn't realize they made it, but when, I think I've mentioned this before, you know, if someone goes and sells their guitar to a pawn shop, and then someone goes and buys that guitar, Fender's not making any money off of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's secondhand stuff. It just happens. It's, you know, like hand-me-downs and stuff like that. If someone doesn't like a game, they're going to sell it, and someone else is going to go buy it. You know, you already got the money from the first person. It's
You're
not
out.
Like, it's not like Sony strapped for cash. Well, maybe they are after they're just now making profits on the PS3. It's not like EA is strapped for cash.
I can kind of see it from both directions in that, like, you know, GameStop, you give them back a game or whatever, they're going to turn around and sell that for $55. So essentially, they sell it for $65, that's with tax. They'll buy it back from you for about $25, and then they'll sell it again for $55 used. So GameStop's making a huge profit off of that. And the company's not necessarily against GameStop, but they want more money themselves, so they want you to buy it new. The only reason I agree with that side is because I think GameStop sucks balls. I hate fucking GameStop. All their damn pre-order bonuses and shit like that.
I hate pre-order bonuses. Like, I hate exclusive pre-order bonuses. Yeah. Like, get it here and you get this, but get it at Walmart and you get this. If you're going to have a pre-order bonus, make it ubiquitous between all, you know, stores.
And the thing is, Gears of War 2, the one that was at GameStop and the one that was at Walmart was the same thing.
Yeah, but
sometimes,
like,
it's like that. But
SmackDown vs. Raw was different, wasn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of times where it's just GameStop that has, like, a pre-order bonus, and it's like,
I think Walmart and GameStop were different on Madden and some.
Yeah,
and I didn't even pre-order it; I just bought it, and the guy was like, "Here you go."
Yeah, but yeah, my point is, GameStop. The reason GameStop gets those is because they buy the rights for that exclusive content, so they get more sales, and it's like, GameStop is just becoming a monopoly to the point where, you know, they make so much money because they have those pre-order things that everybody's going to buy. They get money from that. They turn around and use that money to get another pre-order exclusive. It's like every game these days has a pre-order exclusive at GameStop, yeah. And it's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
But yes, I agree that this whole pay $10 if you buy it used is just retarded.
Yeah, like, I can see where the company's coming from, but then again, there's no other industry I can think of that tries to get more money off of their used products. You know, like computing, TVs, sound systems, guitars, stuff like that. So, yeah. I just think it's the gaming industry trying to scratch more money off of us, and they're doing that a lot anyway.
They are.
There's a lot of things we're buying. And goddamn them.
Because we can't do anything about it.
Yeah. We can't, like,
they,
like,
have us by the balls, and they're just like, here, this is what you're going to do. You're going to have to pay this in processing fees. We're going to have to do that rust protection. You know, it's like buying a
fucking
gun. Subscription
so you can play online.
What's up?
It's like, goddamn. And then they have the audacity to ask if I want insurance on that. Fuck no.
Yeah, it's funny though. Now watch it, like, you know, after Stefan's little rant about GameStop, we all go to GameStop to get our Halo Reach. Like, yes, I guess, for that podcast.
Heard
yeah.
You.
Get the fuck out.
Heard you bashing.
I just interviewed with GameStop too.
So did I, but I never got called back. That was like 2 months ago.
I didn't really bash them though. I just said they're money grubbing. It was just saying.
Yeah, it's not the individual store's fault or the people that work there. It's fucking corporate and the higher ups that make all these
decisions. I love
working
for Panera Bread, but they tried to squeeze every dollar out of everyone that came through there. Like, mac and cheese, all right, $8.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the last thing we got in gaming news is the 20 biggest newest video game franchises. Most of them, I don't really get, because there's some of them on here that I don't see them making another sequel. Like Mario and Sonic at the Olympics is on here. Unless they might make it to another Summer Olympics, because they've had, you know, the Summer Olympics and then they had the Winter Olympics. They might make another Summer Olympics, but, you know, in 4-ish years, 3.5, might there be a new system out? Who knows?
How new? What's their, like, standards for new? Do they really?
It looks like it mostly seemed like they're within the past 3 years or two.
Because I'd say Mass Effect, Left 4 Dead, just for a couple. Huh. Those kind of stick out.
Well, oddly enough, Mass Effect
is not on there,
but Left 4 Dead is on there.
That's odd.
Number 20 is Left 4 Dead. Number 19 is Resistance, Fall of Man. 18 is Carnival Games for the Wii and DS.
Oh, boy.
Number 17. No, it's by sales.
What the fuck?
It's purely by sales. And the numbers are pretty funny here, because number 2 has 34 million in sales. Number 1 has 148 million in sales.
Dang.
Left 4 Dead had about 5 million. Resistance had 6. Carnival Games had 6. Hannah Montana for the DS, the Wii, the PSP, the Xbox 360, and the PS3 made about 6.6. Uncharted, 6.8. Rabbids, 7.8 by Ubisoft. Star Wars The Force Unleashed.
Pretty good game.
Professor Layton for the DS. High School Musical for the Wii, PS3, Xbox 360, DS, and PlayStation 2.
You made that a game. Jeez.
11, Big Brain Academy. 10, My Sims. 9, Cooking Mama.
Fuck that game.
8, Gears of War. 7, Rock Band. 6, Assassin's Creed. 5, Imagine Series. 4, Mario and Sonic at the Olympics. Number 3, Nintendogs.
Yeah,
2, Nintendo. Brain Training. And the number 1 new franchise, the Wii Sports Series. Like Wii Sports, Wii Resort, Wii Fit. All that good stuff, you know?
We suck dick. What if there was one like that where girls could just practice giving blowjobs, use the Wiimote as...
Wrap your lips around the Wiimote.
All right.
All right, so that'll conclude another power-up podcast. Remember, search us on all social networking sites. We are there, trust me. We're there. Especially Facebook. Facebook is the best.
Oh, we're all over Facebook.
Because that has links to all our others. So if you want to get to everything, go to Facebook. So for Leaper, Stefan, and Tyler, this is Matt signing out.